Hello?
Hi, this is Casey Ryback. I'm calling from Dr. Barry's office. I'm looking for Ashana Thompson.
That's me. Hi.
I know Dr. saw you a few days ago for stomach pain, correct? Has that subsided?
Well, it hasn't subsided 100%. It's a little duller than it was, but I still kind of have, I mean, it's still just sort of a little bit of constant ache.
That's actually not surprising at all with the test results that came back.
You got them back already?
We did. Unfortunately, you have what's called a severely inverted belly button.
I'm sorry, what?
It's called SIBB, SIB, severely inverted belly button disease.
I have never heard of that.
You wouldn't have heard of it because it only affects about 2% of the population.
So how serious is this?
Well, it can be serious without the proper procedure.
Okay, what does that involve?
We're going to have to take it off for you.
Take off my belly button?
Yeah, we're going to have to just kind of cut it out.
How do you do that?
Well, we simply cut it out and then remove it and then just smooth it over.
Huh?
It's a lot more common than you think. I see about 3 to 4 patients a week who come in suffering from SIB.
I'm trying to picture my stomach without a belly button, and I'm sorry, that's just really
freaking
me out.
Doesn't it look good?
What?
Doesn't it look good without a belly button? I think it looks more sleek. I really do.
I think I'll look like a mutant.
It's not that bad, and you're going to feel so much better when we pop that belly button out of you.
Right now, the pain isn't that bad, and I would rather deal with the pain than have my belly button removed.
Okay, but in cases of severely inverted belly button disease, the pain goes away for a little while and then it becomes excruciating and you won't be able to do anything. We've got to get it probably off of your body within the next 48 hours.
48 hours?
Mm-hmm. So we needed to make a decision pretty quickly.
I can't believe that this is real. How have I never heard of this? Is it possible that I have never heard of something that affects 2% of the population?
I can tell that you're nervous, but think about this. Maybe you're wearing a tube top, and someone comes up to you and goes, where's your belly button?
I can promise you I will not be wearing a tube top without a belly button.
Look at it this way, ma'am. At least you don't have nib.
What's nib?
Well, that's it where you have an inverted nostril, and we have to surgically plug that. And having a surgically plugged nostril is...
How have I not heard of any of these things?
You've never seen a person without a belly button or someone with a surgically plugged nostril? I find...
No!
And I know that you're probably worked up because you're scared of having to lose your belly button. People go through it. I counsel them all the time.
Is the doctor there?
Yes, he is, ma'am, but unfortunately he's busy in surgery right now with a patient who has bib.
What?
That's a severely inverted butt.
No! So
he's surgically plugging that person's...
Kidding.
Yes, I am. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your husband Pete set you up.
I'm gonna kill him. I know he thinks I'm such a hypochondriac.
Yeah,
he
said you're a hypochondriac, and then he said that you're the most gullible person he knows. So what time you want to schedule your SIB?